So we have the middle school as well as the high school, and so we're pretty excited about it.
Well, how about we start with, first of all, how are you at spelling?
Not so good, and sometimes talking not so good, but spelling definitely not my strength.
All right. Well, Andrea Wagner, the Fremont Middle School math instructor, welcome. Nice to have you here. You brought some of our Spelling Bee champions with, didn't you? So let's get you up to the microphone here and tell us a little bit about this. Yeah. When was the Spelling Bee? Was it last week?
Yep, it was last Wednesday.
Okay.
And it this year it lasted about 3 hours, and most of it was just these three, about 2 hours worth. So just went back and forth.
So about how many kids participated?
There were 7 from Fremont, a total of 20.
Okay. So do you narrow it down beforehand? I mean, were there some preliminary rounds before this?
Yep, there were written rounds, and after 10 participants were left, then it went to the oral rounds.
Okay. All right.
So, and 59 rounds of oral.
59 rounds. Yep. Oh, my gosh. So we have Madeline Wagner, Jordan Vockel, and Alejandro Villa Gomez with us. So the three of you, are you all the winners then, or is one of you a winner?
Only I'm the winner, I guess.
Okay, so, but you're runners up, and all of you went the 59 rounds then, right?
Yep.
Step a little bit closer, and let's talk with Jordan first here, Jordan Vockel. So was it a little bit tense at times?
I think part of it was tense, but I think it was just a lot of fun.
Yeah, I bet you guys had a lot of fun with it. Give me an example of one of the words that you had to spell.
There was words like extraterrestrial. There was...
Oh, my. Okay.
Sir Royal, auxiliary... Conurbation.
Are you going to test me or not? Okay, good. Whew. I was a pretty good speller, but that's way beyond. I probably would screw one of those up. So so how many rounds did you go, and did you practice a lot for this?
Yeah, we did have to practice a lot. I think the three of us came with a lot of it memorized.
Okay, so the three of you guys practiced together pretty much?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, nice, nice. So it got down to the end where I bet you were having a lot of fun instead of being all tense and worried about it. You probably had a lot more fun with it, didn't you?
Mm-hmm.
Good deal. Well, so what word tripped you up?
Okay, so the word I got wrong was Fonda, but according to some of the people I was with, I didn't spell it wrong, but the judges heard it wrong, so...
The judges have bad ears. That's the deal. It's always the judge's fault, right? Or the ref in the games?
Yeah.
Jordan, congratulations for making it that far. Madeline Wagner, welcome. Nice to have you here. So as you're going through the rounds, were parents present for this, or was this just students there?
There were a few parents.
There were a few parents there? So did you have a parent there?
Yeah, my mom and my dad were there.
Okay. Did that make it more tense? I mean, was it like,
I don't think so.
No? No? Okay. So what words did you struggle with? Were there any in particular?
When I was studying, bivouac, justicore, mixolydian, and grosgrain were really hard because I've never heard them before.
So do you stall and say, can you use that in a sentence for me really slow? Do you say it that way?
Sometimes.
Are there other stall tactics that you use?
Not really.
Not really? No? Okay. All right. So those were words that kind of tripped you up?
Yeah.
What was the ultimate end of it? Was there the one word that you just said, I don't know?
Cantankerous.
Yeah, that would have got me too, for sure. But 59 rounds, holy cow, you guys, that is a long ways. That is, that's no way. I would have fallen after 10 or 5. I've been struggling with Wordle, so does anybody have Wordle on their phone in this room? Okay, yeah, I knew you guys would. Congratulations, and I hope you had fun with it. Alejandro, step on up to the mic. So you were the last man standing then?
Yeah.
Okay. So what was the word that you ended up having to spell?
To like win.
Okay. Can you spell that for me? Oh, you can look at your sheet if you want.
I mean, the last word that I had to spell was vivacious, and that was out of the dictionary.
Oh, okay. Okay. I think I could have handled that one. Did you jump up and down a little bit, or did everybody kind of celebrate with you?
I think they just celebrated with me.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet you guys had a great time. So what grade are you guys all in?
We're all in eighth.
All eighth graders. Okay. Okay. So now where do you go? Where does it go from here?
I get to go to regionals in February 26th in Omaha.
Okay. All right. Feeling confident?
A little bit, yeah.
Do they give you like a pre-list or a pre-test that you can kind of look at words and make sure that you're right up there with everybody?
I think so, yeah.
Okay. Good deal. Well, congratulations. Yeah, it helps to have some friends helping you out too, doesn't it?
It does.
Definitely. As far as the year goes and kids doing this together, and I guess that makes it a little bit easier, doesn't it?
Yeah, it's fun to see them work together and cheer each other on, and it was fun to watch.
But. Yeah, I'll bet. And so that was last week?
Yep.
Okay. Well, congratulations, and hope you guys move on and go from there. So thank you.
Thank you.
Let's see. Scott, you want to go next with our divers?
Yeah, let's have our divers. And just wanted to say something about these young students here, the eighth graders that did so well at the Spelling Bee. It's just great to see them excited also about, you know, something like the Spelling Bee. The work that they put in is every bit as important as the work as our other activities and athletes do, and it's fun to see them having a great time and doing really well. They competed against a lot of local schools in the area. To have them these three be the ones that were left for quite a while is pretty impressive. So,
yeah, that is.
Yeah, we also are super excited about the high school diving team, and so we were able to bring them in today. This is a brand new program for us, and Coach Struble and Coach Ramsey kind of initiated that conversation, and we're super excited to have both coaches and some athletes in today.
Yeah, I've been able to see it and actually help announce it. So Coach Struble is going to do a dive 346 right now, difficulty 2.0.
Yeah, I might be able to do a good belly flop for you. I mean, I'm more of the swim guy, but we had heard through the grapevine that we had a Spanish teacher at the high school that had collegiate diving experience. And we've only had a swim team for years and years. I think back in the 70s and 80s, they had diving. And so it really is a combined sport, swimming and diving. So any points and performances these divers put up, score points at all of our dual meets and our invites. And for example, last week we, on the boys' side, we won the meet total by about 4 points. And if we didn't have our one boy diver, Luke, diving, we would have lost the meet because his points went into play as well. So it's really only going to help our program as swimming and diving overall, but I really can't take a whole lot of the credit because we have a good coach, Coach Ramsey, right here, that is taking the lead and kind of had a short start. We got the program started in just after Christmas break, so they've been kind of running with it and doing really well, and it's been just really fun to watch them practice and improve every day, and so as the head coach of the swimming and the diving, I mean, it's only going to help our program, and it's really going to flourish. I think a lot of kids are really going to step up and participate. So
yeah, for sure. Coach Ramsey, step on up. Now, as far as the diving side of this goes, tell me a little bit about your experience first. And you dove in college, you said?
I did. So I was a gymnast all growing up, all the way through high school. And then I got a little bit too tall. So I quit gymnastics, started diving as a freshman in high school, and then went and dove at the University of Nebraska in Lincoln.
Nice. So you're basically looking for kids who maybe have some tumbling experience or maybe just have always been pretty athletic and can do all that, right?
Tumbling experience is a definite plus, but also not necessary. I had a lot of friends that were divers that had no gymnastics or tumbling experience or anything that had really successful diving careers. So
yeah, good deal. So when it comes to conference meet is coming up here, so there'll be a separate day for diving. But then at state, do you have to qualify to make it to state?
Yes. So you do have to qualify. You have to be able to do 11 dives. And I believe the cutoff score is 300 points, which is, it's pretty high. That's a pretty good score. So we'll see if we can, we'll see if we can get anybody there. We're working on kind of a shortened time schedule since we missed the first half of the season, but we'll definitely have a couple that are diving at the Elkhorn Invitational this weekend and conference.
Okay, so there, the Elkhorn meet is this weekend. So is it all from the one board or from both boards?
Just the 1 meter.
Just 1 meter? Okay, I wasn't sure. Okay, so you brought a couple girls with you. Emma Foster, I know her from church, but I don't remember your name. So step on up and tell me who you are.
My name's Haley Newell.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, yes. Yeah. So, Haley, you were the one to be the first person to dive this year, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So, what brought you to this?
So, actually, my TST teacher at the high school is Coach Arns, who's a swimming coach. And she thought I would be interested in it because I have had the gymnastics background. I'm a cheerleader, tumbling, and all that. So, she that I'd be really good at it. And so I decided, hey, this sounds like fun. I'm going to try it. And it's just been really fun.
Yeah, no, you've done a great job. I remember watching the other day at meet a couple weeks ago. Did very well. So great job. Favorite dive? You have one?
My favorite dive is probably a reverse dive. Those are super fun.
Okay. You're not not doing any like 2.5s or anything like that?
No, not yet.
Not yet. But it looks like a lot of fun. I mean, it's a good way to compete. And does Coach Struble make you swim then too? Or
no?
No.
Thank goodness. I don't think I could.
What is wrong with him? He's never. He's getting soft in his age.
Diver relays.
The diver relays. Yeah, we'll have to do some of that. Well, congratulations so far on this year, and hope you do well here as we come up on the end of the season.
Thank you.
Yeah, Emma Foster also with us here as one of the divers. So what drew you to do this? Did Coach Ramsey come and say, hey, you're doing this?
No, but Haley, she was telling me about it like after Christmas break, and she was showing me videos of like her diving and everything like that. And so I was like, this seems kind of interesting. So like I thought I'd give it a try. So I went and talked to Miss Coach Arns also, and she was like, you would be really good at it. So then I went to practice that day and started diving.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Nice. Good deal. Well, hopefully the season ends up well here. We'll see how it goes here at the very end. But good luck on Saturday and upcoming in the conference meet next week. So very good. Yeah. Scott Jensen, we also brought Mr. Earlywine in here this morning. And he skipped last time, so we're going to give him double duty this time around.
Wait, I get twice the time.
Well, maybe.
That is cool. That is cool.
You brought somebody with you this morning as part of the foundation, right?
Absolutely. We're excited to be here. Foundation loves underwriting this this show, and we like to be on the air with you, Chris. And today I'm accompanied by Mr. Mike Sindelar, who is one of our new board members on the board of directors. And so we're in an effort to try to get them introduced to the community. We're going to use the radio show for a little bit of that. So glad to have Mike here with me today.
Yeah, Mike's been a resident of Fremont for quite a while and been in a couple different capacities. So give us a little bit of your background first.
Sure, Chris. I was born and raised here in Fremont. So is my wife. We raised our kids here, and Fremont's always been our home. You know, we love Fremont.
Yeah.
Most of my career was spent at Fremont Health. You know, I was a vice president, chief financial officer there. It's a great institution. I'm really proud of that that hospital and that medical center. 3 years ago, I went to work for Lincoln Premium Poultry as their CFO.
Yeah.
But really have an interest in the school system in Fremont. My son and daughter-in-law are teachers in the system.
Nice. Okay. I didn't know that.
You know, we have grown children. But I think it's real important for a community to have a strong education system.
Yeah.
It's real important to us.
Yeah, the foundation is an important part of that. You look at technology, for one thing, Kevin. That's been one of the areas where the foundation has really helped out a lot of students.
Absolutely. With Chromebooks, iPads, we've done a lot to assist with that, to help with many drives in that regard. We've also recognized lots of teachers for their creative endeavors with kids to help those kids achieve at higher levels in the classroom. We've recognized high achievement, and so we want to do a lot from a foundation standpoint for the schools, and I think we have been doing quite a bit.
Yeah. Mike, I know, as you said, it's important to you to have a strong school system. Anything else that you wanted to add to that?
Well, we've got a couple groups we like to recognize.
Okay.
You know, the teachers and the workers in the school system, they all do a great job. And I've got fond memories growing up in the school system, all the teachers that I encountered. But I have a quote here. It's attributed to Fred Rogers. He said, "Anyone who does anything to help a child in his life is a hero to me." And we've got two groups of heroes, the first of which, we like to honor a group of FPS staff members who are hardworking, dedicated, and caring, and that's our food service staff. They prepare a total of about 4,300 breakfast and lunch meals each and every day.
Oh, my.
That's a lot of food. They also provide fresh fruit and vegetable program, after-school snacks, and the backpack program. In fact, a bit of trivia, my mother-in-law, Betty Price, was a food service worker at Linden School. She loved it and enjoyed the kids, and I think they all take that interest and really put their heart into preparing that food every day. The second group we like to recognize is the staff at Grant Elementary School. That school's mission is to recognize children who are individuals who learned in a safe, positive, respectful, enriched environment to become successful lifelong learners. And they've got phenomenal staff over there that make this happen. And, you know, they dedicate themselves to improving the lives of the student in a lot of ways. And I think they look at every part of the team at Grant or all of their teachers, specialists, paraeducators, food service staff. They're all great over there. And because they're a smaller school, they're able to really build personal relationships with the students. And the last few years, as we know, have been really challenging with COVID and everything else that's going on, but they've kept things positive with the students. And just through all these challenges and their attitudes have modeled for the students how to rise up and during these times of adversity and really remain positive in any situation. But we're grateful with the staff at Grant and throughout Fremont Public Schools, and we want to thank them for their efforts.
Yeah, definitely.
Everything they do.
That's for sure.
Other than that, a couple other things I'd add on the FPS Foundation. The winter Cornerstone and Tiger Tracks newsletter was just mailed out to about 10,000 recipients. The annual campaign is starting, which is intended to help cover operating expenses at the foundation. And the FPS Foundation also provides teaching grants, and the foundation gave out about $7,000 to teachers to enhance opportunities for students. And I think Kevin will add to this, but I think we plan on having some of those teachers that receive the grants to come in and talk about what they did with those.
Oh, nice. Those funds. Scott, is there more money available because of all that's gone on, or is there for those kind of grants or not?
I think there's more money available because we have Kevin Earlywine working so hard here. And really, we just have so many generous people in the community. It's just, it's amazing. You know, the one thing that I love about Fremont is just how the community comes together to, especially to support our kids. And, you know, it's that makes it work for Kevin, and Kevin does do a good job leading that program.
Yeah, Kevin, if somebody wants to help out, what's the best way to get a hold of you?
Hey, give me a call anytime. I've got two different phone numbers, 402-727-3027 or 727-3008. I'm happy to visit with anybody about making a donation. You know, we're in our campaign. We've been in our campaign for about a month or so, and we're working hard at trying to raise those funds so we can do some great things for kids in our community.
Good deal. All right. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for today. Thank you, everybody, for stopping in. We got a house full this morning. So good luck in the spelling bee and diving and everything else that everybody has going on. Those aren't the only things. I know that's for sure. They have plenty of other things to do, too. So that'll wrap up Tiger Time on this Tuesday, 8:40.